All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Just looking at Brian Whitman's house and the satellite picture of it there.
It seemed to be
a nice place, dude.
Thank you. But
you don't know if you're the third house in or the second house in.
My next door neighbor's house is very big. From the curb, I don't want to say I'm second from the curb.
Okay. All right.
When were those pictures? Because it's daylight, so it's obviously not now. When
I don't know. I think those pictures were taken. I think it was 2007.
Okay. All right.
A little while ago. All right. We don't really do this very often anymore because we did it for a while, and we didn't find any much upside in it.
Right.
And so we sort of mellowed out.
Yeah.
Doing it. But Frank has picked up from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. And we'd like to play anytime somebody at the station blasts away at somebody else at the station, whether it's on air versus management versus on air.
Right. Well, I think we've
anytime
done.
Somebody who works for the station goes after somebody else who works for the station, both get paychecks from the station. And they go off, we like to play that for you.
Right. Well, I've been dragged into enough of that, and it seems like it's gone away, thank goodness. I was getting tiring having to deal with that every day.
Yeah, you were the captain for a while.
I never started. I only defended myself.
Uh-huh.
But last night we played the clip of Danny Bonaducci, and he was really angry.
Yeah, that was that last night?
Friday night. He got really, really...
At a caller.
Right at the top of the show, got really angry at that.
Anytime
dude.
Somebody at the station gets really pissed, we like to play it. And this was Frank from earlier today from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, but the ratings did come out.
Yeah.
Then even though, we are number one, it's really all Danny in the midday. Come on.
Right.
Let's be honest with ourselves. I don't want to start patting ourselves on the back.
Well,
but,
that's
the
company
ratings,
memo anyway.
The ratings are kick-ass. It's like, come on.
Right.
It's not us. It's the Nooch man from 2 to 3
right.
Keeping us afloat here, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have jobs.
We were number one before he did that hour.
Oh, I know, but...
For the last, 8 years. No big deal, though.
Anyway,
no big deal, though.
No, it's all good.
But he's great. Everyone.
Hey, at least he hasn't lost us any ratings. That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Danny's doing well.
Could have gone worse. Phew!
It actually went up, so he's probably helping us out.
Wow.
I guess when you have a 6.1 like the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show has... Yeah, you have a little more freedom to go nuts on people. They got a 6.1 in their ratings.
Yeah, they have huge ratings.
18 to 34, I believe, persons.
Yep.
6.1. Huge rating. I think Likas got a 6.9, too. And they know nothing. We got a 9.9.
It's incredible!
We didn't? We did not? No. 7.9?
It was actually 6.9. But who's keeping track?
I'm looking here at, I guess, was a memo sent out? I sent a memo out?
No, it was on LA Radio.
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
LARadio.com, and it was from Jack Silver.
Okay, I'm at LARadio.com. Now, let me look here.
And the memo came out today. As a matter of fact, we could probably read it on the air.
Yeah,
right?
I can read it right here.
You want to read the whole thing?
I'll read what it says at LA Radio.
All right, word for word.
Yes, I will. But I don't know if they have included all of it. But it says, Jack Silver, program director at KLSX. These ratings are a great way to start the new year! This radio station boasts the biggest and best personality talk talent in the nation!
Oh, then you gotta be as excited as he is. If he's using exclamation points, you've got to emphasize.
Okay, fine. I'll do it again. These ratings are a great way to start the new year! This radio station boasts the biggest and best personality talk talent in the nation. From the Ace Man through the Triplets and the Dooch, Professor Tom and the rest, nobody has the ratings getters that we have. All caps. Nobody! All right, now he does it. All the exclamation points are gone, so now back to talking.
How many were there at the end of that?
Just one, but all caps. It was nobody was all caps. Nobody! God damn it. 12 plus, another 2 share for the FM Talk blowtorch for the trend, with a 2.7 for January, time spent listening up 1.5 hours. 18 to 34, up to a 2.7 for the trend, ranked 6th English language speaking station with a 3.7 for January. 25.54, up to a 3 share for the trend, ranked 5th English language with a 3.9 for January. Men 18 plus up to a 3.3 for the trend, ranked third English language with a 4.7 for January. Adam Carolla, oh, then he breaks it out. Okay. Here we go.
Did you get distracted?
I did get distracted by something, but we'll get to that in a moment. Shall I continue?
Sure.
Adam Carolla. The Adam Carolla Show is the fastest growing morning show in the market, and now with outdoor advertising, Adam on Dancing with the Stars, a new hit movie, The Hammer, and another primetime NBC automotive show, we're poised for an even better 08! Exclamation point, I wanted to add that. 18 to 34 up to a 2.8 for the trend, fifth English language with a 3.4 January, 3.2 January, 25.54 up to a 2.8, men 18 plus up to a 3 share. Okay, here we go. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank slash Danny Bonaducci. It's one category here.
Is that the name of the show now?
No, but he's discussing the midday ratings in this memo that he sent to LARadio.com. Middays on 97.1 have never been healthier. Frosty Stillwell, gives all the first and last names, Frosty Stillwell, Heidi Hamilton, and Frank Kramer are putting numbers on the board as usual. And with the addition of broadcasting Bonaducci with Danny weekdays at 2.
Stay tuned for the abortion of comedy.
There's even more, quote, firepower, close quote, on air and online. 18 to 34 up to a 3.6 for the trend. With a 4.7 for January, 25.54 up to a 4 share for the trend. Second English language with a 5.2 for January. Men 18 plus up to a 4.2 for the trend. 6.1 for January.
That's huge. 6.1.
That is huge. Tom Likas. Jack writes, there is no more consistent afternoon radio show in Los Angeles than the Tom Likas Show! Exclamation point. With a lot of exclamation points here. The professor is now in the 11th year in PM Drive on KLSX, and he is stronger than ever. 18 to 34 up to a 4.2 for the trend with a 5.7 for January. 25.54 up to a 4 share for the trend with a 5.5 for January. Men 18 plus up to a 5.1 for the trend. Number one total market with a 6.9 for January. And then here's what he writes about Conway and Whitman and the John and Jeff show. He puts us.
Is that the name of the show now?
No, he combines nights. And he writes, and I'm quoting, nights in Los Angeles are always a battleground, especially with the Lakers on a playoff run. But a great opening volley for the new year with our night shows. 25.50. Oh, he combines us and John and Jeff, so we don't know what's what.
Fine by me.
25.54 up to a 1.6 for the trend and a 3.2 for January. Men 18 plus up to a 2 share for the trend and a 4.2 for January.
That's huge.
Yeah, the 4.2 for January is very good. And then
fantastic.
And then there is an email about K-Earth, their ratings.
We're going
to get into that. And yeah, all the stations seem to be sending their ratings information always.
All right. Well, the station is healthy, thanks to you folks out there listening every night.
Sounds that way.
And we absolutely do appreciate it.
We certainly do.
Yes. All right. I got to tell you a story about what happened. Maybe it's we can turn this into a topic or not. But I remembered this happened because I was talking to Gina Grad.
Yeah, ma'am.
And I said to Gina, I said,
baby.
I said, hey, baby, you ever been sexually harassed at work?
Wow.
And she said, are you kidding me? Like, since I was 17. And that it's happened pretty often, is that correct? More than once?
At literally every place that I've ever earned a paycheck.
Yeah. Well, every place you've ever had a paycheck, you've been sexually harassed.
Absolutely.
Including the current...
present company included. But sometimes in jest, and sometimes quite threateningly.
Right, but you believe...
What was the worst one? What was the one where you still remember? You go, whoa, what the hell is that guy thinking?
I can't say it. I can't say it. But it involved an acronym that he made up for himself. And it was not...
Well, give us a little more than that.
When did it happen? How old were you?
Oh, this is like 3 years ago.
Oh, so it was not at this company?
No.
Okay, this was someone you worked for?
Yeah, I worked for. He was my boss.
Can you give us his first name?
No. No way.
All right, but he was into you.
Yeah.
And he wanted to hit it.
Well, you'll get trigger happy if I'll try and keep it friendly. But I had a really, really, really bad sore throat one day. This happened a couple times, but I'll never forget the first time. And I asked if I could go home because my throat was absolutely killing me.
Right, you were sick.
Yeah. And instead of going home, and I had a fever and everything, he suggested something else that might help it and walked away.
Hmm. Oh, no.
I wonder what that could be. Maybe he had lozenges in his pocket.
Not Sudafed?
It wasn't a Ricola.
Are those lozenges in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Well, that is... And what was the result of that? Did you quit? Did you just say, ah,
F him? I quit. I quit so hardcore, like, 2 years later.
2 years later. Have you ever slept with anybody that that you worked for, like a boss?
No.
Never.
Never.
But you've slept probably with...
underlings, all my many employees.
No. I mean, yeah. People you're on the same level with. That's happened, I'm sure, right? You know, at work, somebody who's on your level, not a boss, but someone who... what's the word? There's a word for
co-worker.
That. Yeah, kind of a co-worker, yeah.
An equal.
An equal. Thank you, Tim.
No?
Eh.
Yeah, that's yes. That's definitely... The smile says
out
yes.
There floozing around in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
All right. If you've been sexually harassed on the job, Gina thinks it happens to every woman on the planet. Is that right? You think every woman?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that in some ways, women sexually harass other women. But you can be like, girl, I'm just kidding. Whatever.
Right.
All right. Let's hear your tales of sexual harassment. I'm going to tell a doozy because I was witness to one.
Oh.
That I think is the ultimate sexual harassment.
What you saw, you believe
the guy got fired for it on the spot.
Oh, you saw him get fired?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Here are the phone numbers. If you've been sexually harassed, how bad has it gotten out there? Because I guess, you know, nowadays, you know, with all these videos going around saying what you can and can't do,
right.
People may have mellowed out. But that's not the case. Gina says it goes on all the time.
Yeah, we want to hear about it because the truth is here at night, we're kind of insulated from all of it because by the time we get to work, everyone else is mostly left for the day since we get here at, you know, 7 o'clock at night.
Yes. All right. Here are the if you've been sexually harassed at work, call us here at the station. We want to hear the details. 520-9710. That's our main number here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is a sexual harassment that I personally witnessed. I was working at a company in Burbank.
All right.
Won't tell you which company it was. Won't give you any of the details other than there was a girl who worked for us, and I'll make up a name. Her name is Hannah.
Okay. Right. Like Hannah Montana. That's a good one to pick that, you know, because it's a popular show.
Yeah, Hannah. And she was an assistant at this company I worked for, and she was very attractive.
Yes.
And she was married.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't have any kids, but she was going through some trouble with her marriage. She was young. I think she was 23, 24.
She was vocalizing to coworkers that she was going through trouble with her marriage?
Yeah, you could just sort of, you get that vibe.
Okay.
She's like flirting with a lot of guys at work.
Oh, I see.
So one guy was really, really into her. A guy that worked upstairs in management.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come down and talk to her all the time. And it progressed, and I think they went to dinner one night, and then she wanted nothing to do with him, and he didn't stop.
Oh.
And he started in with, I know you love me. I know just because you work here, you're afraid that, you know, if we don't have a great relationship, I'm going to fire you. That's not going to happen. I know that we are, perfect spirits together.
Oh, no.
Right? He got really weird. So she kept saying, no, please, you know, bug off. I'm putting my marriage back together. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to see you, you know, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Right.
So he started, like, sending her gifts.
Oh, no. And they're still working in the same building?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And it started with just, like, flowers and, you know, teddy bears and stuff like that. It progressed into sexual...
Toys. Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
And she was getting him at the office, and she was so embarrassed and pissed.
So they would be delivered, you know, in baskets.
Yeah,
and stuff.
But she sort of needed the job. She's going through some financial crap.
Of course, yeah.
But he used to get buzzed at lunch.
Oh, God.
He used to drink at a restaurant called Dalt's.
Oh, I know Dalt's.
In the Burbank area.
So all the gifts came in the afternoon, suffice to say.
I still can't believe he did this. And he was drunk when he did it, I'm sure. Because no sober guy would do this. But I was downstairs in the basement getting my car. And I was, you know, walking to my car. And I see the woman, Anna.
Hannah, Tim.
Actually, Anna might be really close to her real name. I see this girl, Hannah, She's walking out of the other elevator. There's two separate elevators. We both get down there.
Same time.
Yeah, same time. So I said, hey, how you doing? She goes, fine. I'm, you know, it was a Friday night. I'm off for the weekend. And I said, well, let's see you back here on the Monday. She goes, yeah, no, no problem. So I walked my car. And she walks to her car. Now, she has to walk down along. There's an indoor parking lot. And her car was probably about 50 yards from where the elevator was. Oh, way at the end.
That's kind of a
so
walk.
So she walks down, like, sort of, you know, like the middle of all these cars.
Yeah.
And I see this car pull up around behind her.
Oh, God.
Right? And it gets very close to her.
The automobile gets close to her.
Very close to her. And I think that this guy's going to run over her.
Right, right. Scary, kind of.
And she turns around and she screams. Right? And
screams words or just screams?
Just like, ah!
Oh, God.
And so I, like, run down like, hey, what's going on? What's going on? This guy had taped a long sexual toy to the hood of his car, and he was like ramming the car at her like he was gonna like the car was gonna have sex with her. I swear to you, this is true.
Oh my God, you couldn't
make it up.
Yeah, no, this is so weird.
Anyway, so she screams. Security guard comes down.
Right. Oh, he hears it.
He takes pictures of it. This guy's got a camera.
Well, he didn't buzz off, the management dude? Who...
No, this guy's so buzzed, he's like laughing. He goes, I just thought it was funny, you know. It's like, the car's going to, you know, F you. And he was like all crazy, right?
Oh, God.
So he gets taken back up, parks his car, back up to management. I'm like, my heart's beating at this point because I feel so sorry for her. And there's a whole commotion. The car's still there. It's got the vibrator attached to the hood. And he goes back up to the office, and they fire him like that.
Right.
They fired him right there for cause, and I never saw the dude again.
Oh, there was someone still above him from management was at work?
Oh, yeah. No, these guys, they work late.
Right.
That was probably about 5 o'clock at night. So those guys were always there.
Security guard escorted him in and explained, obviously, to management what had just happened outside.
The security guard was going to call the cops.
Right.
And arrest him. And there was two other guys down there. Says, no, let's deal with it internally here.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be, you know, good for him. But let's not get the cops involved.
Right.
And then they asked her. They said, you know, do you want us to call the police? And she said no.
Okay. Well, she'd been through so much.
He was taken upstairs, fired immediately. They gave him all his crap, and he was gone. He knew the rules. He knew the boundaries.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Now, at some point, he had to untape the... Was that the next...
I don't know who untaped it and then took the...
evidence?
The vibrator off the hood. Uh-huh. But it was an especially bizarre afternoon in Burbank. All right. Jessica in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
You've been sexually harassed?
Well, yeah. And, you know, I'm not opposed to, you know, playfulness and all that sort of stuff. But I was working for this one a-hole, let's call him. And every day he would talk to me about doing this and doing that. And it's just very uncomfortable. Can I say his name?
I see it on the screen here, and you can't because he used to work at this station.
Right.
I would.
All right, go ahead. All right, Sam Rubin with KTLM.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the that was the other call.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's a mistake.
All right, who you can say his first name?
Well, that's so fun.
Well, if you want to give his first and last name, is he a popular guy? Is it an actor? Or?
I don't know. Apparently, he used to be a pretty big guy.
No, the answer is you can't give his first and last name. You can give us his first name. If that's not if that doesn't get you off being able to just give us his first name, then we'll have to move on to someone else.
Yeah, just
okay,
give us.
Why don't you move on?
All right. Well, wait a minute. Tell us a story.
Well, I just did. I mean, it went on for about a year. It was a job that I really, really wanted, and I put up with it until I just couldn't put up with it anymore.
And how did it demonstrate itself? What did he do?
Well, he would talk very graphically about doing things to me sexually, and it was at first I thought it was a joke, and so I would laugh it off, and then it got to be just utterly repulsive.
Did you end up suing him?
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't have any proof. It was just he and I in the office, my word against his. That's why I want to say his name on the air. It's my way of getting back at him.
Right,
you know?
That's not what this show is for.
Well, let me hold on one second. Let me put you on hold. Let me hear this name off the air and make a final decision. All right, this isn't going on the air, right? Okay, what was the guy's name? Oh, okay. All right. Hold on one second. No, that's not going to go on the air. I'll tell you why, because it is a name that I recognize.
All right.
And it's a, I think if it's the same one, is this guy a lawyer?
Well, there's quite a few of them. It might not be the same one.
Yeah. Is he a lawyer, though?
Well, he proclaims himself to be a professor.
Nah, okay, I know who it is. All right, Jessica, I'm sorry, we can't do that. I'd love to be able to, you know, have a show where you can out a-holes like that, but it gets into a lot of legal issues, and we can't do that.
Right, we don't want to be dragged into the legality of your situation.
Yeah, but I'm sorry that happened to you, and I hope that you got some help. Did you go to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, or did it get that far?
No, it wasn't that serious. It didn't mess me up in any way. It was just repulsive, you know?
Did you ever go to the human resources department at the company?
That's the thing. He's his own company. There is no human resources department. There is nothing.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know, I'm sure that you'll spread the word about the guy, and I'm sure you've told the story a million times.
Yes.
Actually, I haven't. This is the first time I've vented, so I appreciate
the
opportunity.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. What are you doing now? You have a job now?
I do. I have a great job now.
Good for you. All right, well, I'm glad you moved on.
I appreciate it.
All right, hold on one sec. We're going to send you a gift here. I know it's not going to make anything better, but we have stuff we got to give away.
Yeah, man.
A copy of TurboTax Deluxe Edition.
Yeah, man.
No other software makes it easier to get your taxes in order. Visit TurboTax.com to find out more. That poor girl really wanted that job, and the guy was a complete a-hole.
Yeah.
All right, if you've been sexually harassed, I guess it's going on still today.
Oh, yes.
Day in and day out. These guys who are making you real uncomfortable at the workplace. Call us up if you've been sexually harassed. We want to hear the details and what happened. Because we don't get to see anything. We're here at night. There's nobody here.
Right. And so far, I mean, if anyone can beat your Burbank story, I mean, you know, there'll be a prize for
that
person.
That's a classic story.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, 520-9710. If you've been sexually harassed, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Sexual harassment, as many videotapes as we've seen, and as many times we've been talked to, as many lawsuits that we've seen.
Oh, yeah, they bring special speakers into the company to give you kind of lectures about inappropriate behavior.
And evidently, it still goes on. Guys still can't, you know,
control
those wieners. 520-9710. If you've been sexually harassed in the workplace, want to hear how that happened in 2008 or 2007, whatever it was.
Still happens.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. Sandy in Diamond Bar, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
All right. What's up with you?
Not much. Just on my way home tonight.
Boring. So go to a Diamond Bar. Yeah. And how did you, how long ago were you sexually harassed?
Well, actually, I mean, it was in the 90s.
And
so it's been a while ago, but it was still a scary thing, and I still have bad dreams about it to this day.
Wow, what happened?
Well, I worked for this guy. It was a partnership, so he was actually the owner of the company, and everybody else was in their 20s. I was in my 30s, and everybody was pretty much flat. He locked me in the warehouse and told me I wasn't going to leave unless I showed him my breasts. And I had seen him do a line of coke earlier in his office, so he got very aggressive. I tried to leave the warehouse. He grabbed my arm. He bruised me. Then I just got plain scared. And we kind of kibitzed back and forth. He told me I wasn't going to leave, and I said, I am going to leave. I told him I was going to call the police, but I had no way to do that. He was bigger than me.
Hmm.
So long story short, I showed him.
As
soon as I showed him, he let me go, but I quit my job the next day, and I sued him.
And what was the settlement?
He actually was an honest guy because he admitted it during a deposition, and I settled out of court. So I was just trying to actually teach him a lesson. Well, my boyfriend actually at the time pushed me to do it.
How long?
He goes, if you don't sue this guy, he's going to do it to someone else, and I'm going to wonder what's wrong with you.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. Number one, I think what happened to you goes beyond sexual harassment. That, I mean, I think that's
assault.
That, yeah, and kidnapping, I think, if you keep someone in an area like that. What was the, how long did that go on for, Sandy, in the warehouse with the back and forth when you were, that period of time during which you were afraid and you were not showing him your breasts and he was demanding that you do that? Was that 10 minutes or an hour? Or
it was probably a good 20 minutes because I did try to, you know, stay him off, talk him out of it, whatever.
Were you crying?
Yes. Yes, I was crying.
Hmm.
But he was loaded at the time, so I don't think he cared. My brother told me that when somebody's on that, they get very aggressive, and he was very aggressive.
Right. How old were you? You were in your 30s?
Yes.
Did your brother want to kill the guy?
Yeah, but, you know, he said just take him to court. So that's what I did. And
how big was that settlement?
He was an honest guy. 30 grand.
30,000?
Yep.
Wow.
So hopefully he never did that to anyone ever again. I can only hope.
I'd show anybody any part of my body for 30 grand.
Well, I can say some guy once paid $30,000 to see my boobs.
15 each.
That's right.
And that was and for inflation, I mean, it may not be 40.
Now let me ask, and I'm not going to ask anything that's graphic, but did all you I mean, for lack of a better term, all you did was just pull up your shirt or take, you know, you just showed him. I mean, he didn't assault you or touch you in any way.
No, he didn't touch me. He just wanted to see him.
What was his reaction when he saw him?
Nice nips?
He said, they're a great set.
Wow.
So,
and you said, that'll be 30 grand. Thank you very much.
I said that probably a year later. I didn't do it right away. But like I said, my boyfriend was pressuring me, why are you not doing something about this guy? And I'd already lost my job. So, you know, I was a single mom with two kids. I couldn't afford to quit my job.
What did you do with the... Go ahead.
Sorry?
What'd you do with the 30 grand?
Well, the lawyer got half of it.
Ah, hell.
Did he own the company, this person, or do you think he was fired, too?
No, he was the owner.
Right, he was the owner. Like you said, he owned it, right. So there was
The partnership broke up after that lawsuit.
Wow.
Because he admitted under deposition that he had done it. So I'd already won my case right there.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, darling.
Hey, these things happen.
All right, well, you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
There she goes, everybody.
That's a sad story.
Yeah, that's a semi.
To force her.
But it also sounds like she didn't let that one incident ruin her life.
Right, right. She's not dominated by it.
Yeah, that she has a sense of humor about it. And, you know, she tells guys that the guy once paid 30 grand to see these.
Right.
Why would I show them to you for free?
Right.
Get out of here. All right. If you've been sexually harassed, again, everybody who's listening right now, everybody knows it's wrong. Yet, from what I understand, it goes on all the time still. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Frank in Long Beach. Frank, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
How's it going? Hey, so what happened to me was I used to work for this one company in Long Beach.
All right.
And I was in the department of receiving, you know, shipping and receiving.
All right.
All right, so I was working there for about, like, 2 months.
All right.
And a friend of mine told me that he found out that there used to be this woman in the main office that had a big crush on me.
All right.
And, yeah. So, you know, well, I said, well, I didn't really pay too much attention to him because, you know, I thought he was just playing around.
Uh-huh.
And then, like about 2 weeks after he told me that, I started receiving love letters, like, on my car by the window.
Wow.
And this is a woman you worked for?
Yes.
All right.
So I started receiving love letters, and you know, I was like, man, I'm not gonna read this. This is just trash. So I just threw them away.
Well, that is wild.
Yeah, and then what happened was, I don't know how she
was she attractive?
I never saw the woman. I don't know. They told me it was somebody from the office, but they didn't want to tell me who it was.
She didn't sign the letters. I mean, it didn't say, you know, signed Debbie in accounting. So you could no.
Sounds like your friends were busting your balls.
Yeah, maybe that was what was going on.
No, I thought they were just playing around too. But then what happened was that, you know, I just started dismissing the love letters and whatnot, not paying attention to them. And then I remember I came to work like around 9 in the morning, and like around 11 before lunch, I heard on the speakers, you know, they said my name and say, Frank, can you please come to the office? So I said, well, you know, who could possibly want me? So I went to the office. And then the window secretary told me, you know, I'm not going to say her name, but so-and-so wants you in the office. Yeah. And I said, did I do something wrong? She's like, no, I don't know why. She just said she wants me in the office.
All right, get to the office, dude. What happened?
All right, so I get to the office.
And this is like at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, like around 11. Like
you got there 12. At 9.
Yeah.
2 hours have elapsed, and you're on your way to the office.
Right.
Yeah, so I get in the office, and she tells me, Frank, you please close the door.
Whoa.
So I said, okay. So I close the door.
It's 11:05.
Mm-hmm, like around 11:05, 11:15. Mm-hmm. And as
Doesn't
soon
matter.
As, I, as soon as I close the door, she lifts up her skirt and shows me her private area.
Wow. Now, how is she hot, or is she a pig?
I'm not playing around. She was like 47, dude.
Yeah, but was she attractive?
No.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
She was like,
so she,
man.
Was she wearing panties, or she just flashed
she wearing,
you?
She was just wearing an office skirt with nothing underneath.
Oh, wait, but she had an office skirt on?
Yeah.
Wow.
So now when she pulled up that office skirt.
She didn't have office underwear on?
Unfortunately, she did not.
Did she say, Frank, I want you to see this, and whammo, or just without saying anything, lifted up that office skirt?
Yeah, well, yeah, she lifted up her skirt, and then wow. She started telling me, oh, you know, it's been a very long time. You know, I've never met a young man that I felt this way about you, and blah, 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 blah. And then she said, you know, if you're into this, and let's do this right now, I'm not going to tell nothing. And, you know, I was like, you know what, you're crazy, lady. And I just left, and I talked to the superior, and the next thing I know is cops came for her and they took her away.
Great timing, Jerry. Perfect. All right, dude. I'm sorry that happened to you, buddy.
Yeah.
The cops took her away?
Yeah, they came because it turned out that man, she had a hairy mole on her face.
You can't say that. Wait a minute.
No, you can't say
Wait,
that.
You can't say that?
No. That's no.
The cops he called the cops on that vagina. Can you say that?
That you could say, I believe.
How about that, man? That is one depressing day when a young man calls the cops on your vagina.
Just the sight of it, and he does it. It's not.
He needed the law to protect him.
Right, it's not enough.
He needed guys to come out with guns to protect him from that vagina.
Well, actually, he went to his superiors. They probably went down to the office and said, "Ma'am, we need to see what happened down here." She showed them and said,
"She pulled up that office skirt."
Right, and they said, "No, this is above our heads, guys."
So long.
We've got to call the LAPD.
Sirens, embarrassing.
Sirens blaring. They come to the office.
Like 20, 25 years earlier, they would have had sex.
Right, 25 years earlier, they would have been on top of her desk.
That's actually not a bad topic for Mara. Write that one down, Jerry. How old are you when... how old do you have to be when guys start calling the cops on your vagina?
How about
47 is early.
I tell you, we're really seeing a range of. We have one woman who was paid $30,000 just to show her breasts, and on the other range of the spectrum, the other side of the spectrum, we have a woman who is brought to jail by the police for voluntarily showing her vagina.
Yeah, she showed it, and he called the cops.
Right,
he called the cops on that V,
and she voluntarily, it was a voluntary thing. Whereas the other woman was forced, and she got $30,000.
I wonder if the cop showed up and said, let's see it. Bring up that office skirt. Uh-oh. Whoa.
Yeah, we got to run you down.
You have the right to remain silent, baby.
We got to run you downtown.
Anything you say?
Or show us.
Okay.
Kenan will be
She's on her way downtown because her vagina's old.
Poor thing.
Jerry, are you on Continental Airlines? Give me those tickets to Cleveland. I need to go tonight, midnight. Maybe 1 o'clock. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, man.
And we don't have much time here, but we do have time for... that was hysterical. The guy that called us right before the break told us a fairly long story of being sexually harassed.
Yes.
And John and Jeff are going to have Kenny Kingston on, and Kenny came in.
How are you?
Kenny, how are you? Nice
Good,
to see
Tim,
you.
How are you?
Could you tell us a story when you were sexually harassed?
Well, it was a very similar story. I had immediately called John.
What happened?
And I told John to get me a limo so that I could come and tell you the story.
Sure.
So there, I was working for a large company. It was many, many years ago, right here in Hollywood, Florida.
Right.
And I was working for a large, large, large corporation.
Sure.
And I got there in the morning about 9.
9 o'clock.
And I was doing some work, but I was not a working psychic. I was just doing some boxing and inventory and whatnot.
Warehouse.
So, right. I worked in a warehouse. Exactly right, Tim. So as it approached 11 o'clock, I was overhead. There was a page on the overhead. Kenny, come to the office. Kenny.
And that was you.
Kenny, come to the office. Well, it's my voice you're hearing now, but it was somebody paging me to an office, and I thought, what would they want with me in the office?
Had you been paged to the office
ever
before?
I had never, ever been paged by anyone before.
Wow.
Not in that office or any other office, ever.
Right.
So I made my way to the office. I went into the office, and I presented myself. I said, hi, I'm Kenny. Did you page me? And she said, Kenny, would you mind closing the door?
Uh-oh.
I said, I don't mind at all. So I turned around my entire body at 180 degrees, and I shut the door. Then I turned back around another 180 degrees.
And what time is it now?
Now, we're right now at noon.
What time on the clock is it?
Oh, 11:05.
All right.
About 5 minutes I had been in that office. Took 5 minutes for her to say, Kenny, will you close the door?
Wow.
I obliged, and I closed the door. When I turned back around after closing the door, sweet spirit, she was standing right there before me, wearing an office skirt.
Whoa.
Which she had pulled up over her private parts, sweet
Uh-oh.
Spirit. So her office skirt was in the air, and I was staring at her privates.
Whoa.
And she said, what do you think of this, Kenny? Would you like to have a run at this, sweet spirit? And I said, no. No, not me.
Did you give her a reason?
I did.
You did?
I said, I'm
You don't have to use your imagination. You know what Marilyn's voice sounded like.
You didn't give her... You did give her the reason you weren't interested in that.
I told her.
What'd you lay on her?
I told you off the air, Tim. Off the air, I told you what I told her. But I don't know if I should say on the air.
I don't know if you can.
What I told her.
You can't use that term on the air.
I made it very clear to her that what she was offering under that office skirt, I was not interested in, sweet spirit. Gotch. So I opened the door, and I allowed myself to exit the office, sweet spirit. Mother effer.
It's more interesting when you can use that term, though, huh?
Come to our next remote.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what I said to her.
All right.
But I made it very clear, right between the eyes, sweet spirit.
All right. Michelle and David, thanks for holding on. We're gonna the first two calls, Michelle and David, line one, line two.
Pressing
we're going to give you a copy of TurboTax Deluxe Edition.
It's that woo-woo.
No other software makes it easier to get your taxes in order. Visit TurboTax.com to find out more. Why wouldn't you do your taxes at home by yourself?
Right.
TurboTax.com.
Yeah, man.
It is Conway and Whitman. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Welcome, Maryland.
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 Welcome, Maryland.